Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The student ended up crying over what
the pictures are eventually going to get out. And then you just relive
them with the least amount of income, who most likely had lost a job.
Thankfully, they're too young right now to actually ask the question.
I hate Jews.
I find him terrifying.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch and where we go through the looking glass each and every night, taking you places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Oh, what happened?
I turned it off. It's bugging me.
Okay, thank you. Then turn this one on, man. Turn this one on. Here we go. This is the sound of us marching over the soft heads. The ever-ripening, yes, but then eventually soft and rotting heads of liberals, so-called what do you think of this progressive thing? Every day on Twitter, I'm reading David Schuster. He's the only progressive I need to read to know. Man, are you catching trouble? Wow! All right. So that could either be our boots marching on the streets of America or the sound of us mashing like overripened grapes. But whatever it is, we are here with you every night here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Was it insensitive to Native Americans to give Osama bin Laden the codename Geronimo? We brought this up on Monday night. You may remember. Now, it might have been during the pre-feed or it might have been during the show, but we brought up the notion. I said, watch, this is going to be a problem, Geronimo. If you live in America and you are aware at all, you know certain things are just on their way to becoming problems. And sure enough, there it was. Coming up, our next guest says, absolutely, yes, it was a problem. And joining us this hour will be Dean Wheeler, 877-876-PHIL. Before we talk to Mr. Wheeler, you know that Mother's Day is coming up. And Mother's Day, Mother's Day is more of a must than Valentine's Day. You may be able to get away with missing Valentine's Day, but can you get away with missing Mother's Day? I don't think so. Pro Flowers, one of our great, great sponsors, has got an offer for you. It's the last minute. The moms in your life deserve to be celebrated, and time's running out to let them know how much you appreciate them. Order now to guarantee delivery in time for Mother's Day, a beautiful bouquet from ProFlowers.com. You just go to ProFlowers.com, you click on the microphone, and you enter in the name Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. The flowers are shipped fresh from the growers to anywhere in the United States, and if you watch our Phil TV HD broadcast or videocast, you can see that for the last week and a half, I had these beautiful tulips that are sitting right here on our broadcast console, and they just now have become a little wilty. You know, they're getting a little, I was going to say green around the gills, but...
No, it's supposed to be green.
But, you know, but for a solid, more than a week, 8-9 days, they were the most beautiful. And so when ProFlowers says that they're fresh and gorgeous for 7 days, they're not kidding. We got these beautiful tulips. They were tight little buds or whatever the hell you call them. What do they call it?
Well, like a bouquet.
Not a bouquet, man. What do you call it when the flower ain't open yet?
Well, it's like the flower ain't open yet.
All right. Well, when the flower ain't open yet, that's what it looks like when you get them. So ProFlowers.com. Now, there's some amazing specials available to my listeners. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone, and enter Hendry, H-E-N-D-R-I-E, to unlock the special deals. ProFlowers.com, a great sponsor here on the Phil Hendry Show. All right, we're moving on to another topic here. Dean Wheeler is the president and also one of the instructors at the Wheeler Hermitage as well as the Northern California Holistic Center. He's joining us from Novato, California this evening to talk about the controversy around the name, the use of the name Geronimo, and Mr. Wheeler is driving back to the Bay Area tonight. Dean, how are you?
I'm very good, Phil. Thank you for having us on your program.
The use of the name Geronimo as a code word in the operation that led to Osama bin Laden's killing has angered some Native Americans, according to the story in the New York Magazine, I think, and threatens to become an embarrassment for the Obama administration. Geronimo was an Apache warrior leader who fought for tribal lands against U.S. and Mexican foes in the 19th century and who, like bin Laden, evaded capture for many years. He was held as a U.S. prisoner of war from the time he was captured in 1886 until his death in 1909. It's been widely reported the U.S. forces said Geronimo EKI, enemy killed in action, to confirm bin Laden's death. Are you familiar with this?
Yes, unfortunately I am, Phil. I have read the different accounts of the termination of Osama bin Laden, and all of the accounts that I've read have included, very unfortunately, the name of Geronimo. And you very succinctly described there that Geronimo was himself an individual that was engaged in insurgency action against the United States and died as a prisoner of the United States. We think that this is a very heroic individual, Geronimo. We do not think that Osama bin Laden is a heroic individual, although I'm speaking for Native Americans now. I'm not necessarily speaking for myself. What my opinions are of Osama bin Laden are not important. I am a spokesperson only for Native Americans.
Well, I'm going to assume that you do not approve of bin Laden yourself personally.
Well, again, to enter into this with my own personal opinion is superfluous, so I really don't even want to talk about what my opinion might be. I am speaking for Native Americans, and the reason why I'm doing that, Phil, is because I am a native-born European American. I'm a white man. It's not something that I'm particularly happy about, and when I say that, I'm not saying that I'm not happy with the family I was born with, but I'm not happy with being forced into the role of the white man speaking for our native people because they, as you know, because they're Indian, they don't speak English. They speak their native tongues.
And well, certainly there are native people that can speak English.
Of course, but the native people that I'm speaking on behalf of are the core Native American who is outraged by the use of Geronimo. I dare say, Phil, if you're looking for a terrorist, Jesse James would have been a good name to use, but they can't use Jesse James because that was going to anger, I'm sure, a great many white people.
All right, Dean, you know, I don't know how you feel about what I'm going to say here, but I don't believe, in my heart of hearts, I don't believe that it was the intention of anybody to offend Native people. I think the word Geronimo, and when I say the word now, I didn't say the name, I said the word. It's a word that has been used by, we're told, paratroopers, for instance, men who are training to become airborne as they jump out of the plane. We've often heard that they use that word Geronimo. Sometimes it's used in battle. Sometimes it is taken on, in my view, a meaning apart from that which, you know, we know it originally as the name of, as you mentioned, this very brave man. Is there no room for that?
No, I don't. I think what you're doing there is you're, and I can admire it to a point, Phil, but understand that the native people that I'm speaking for don't find that amusing. They don't think it's particularly funny to hear the name of one of their great heroes shouted as some white man throws himself from an airplane. Which, you know, as I think Clint Eastwood said it very famously in one of his films, it's not a natural act to throw yourself out of a perfectly good airplane and to be shouting the name of a great Native American warrior while you're doing it, I think is disgraceful. So what we're asking here, Phil, is that an apology be given by the Navy SEALs themselves or members of the Naval Department, and that can be done by way of a tribal council, but only a tribal council in which there, again, is a religious sacrament. And
you know, you are the second guest tonight that we've had who is talking about a religious ritual in which to, in the last guest was talking about a religious ritual to honor the Navy SEALs. You're talking about a religious ritual to somehow purge whatever wrong has been done using the name Geronimo.
Well, something has to be done so that the name Geronimo is taken from the history books as a term for a mass murderer and is applied more intelligently to that man who we know as the Indian man named Geronimo.
You know, I want to ask you a question, Dean, here, and our number is 877-876-7445. You say you speak on behalf of Native people.
Yes, I do.
All right, well, you're saying the Indian people, you're using terms, you're saying that they don't speak English, and
I don't think I need to explain that, do I?
Explain what?
That that the native Indian people don't speak English.
Well, native people have been among English speakers for so long, many of them do speak English.
Many of them do, yes. But those that still observe the old ways. And
well, are you speaking for only native people that observe the old ways, or is this something that has been an affront to all Native American people?
Well, you have a problem there. If you're trying to tell me that a man in a business suit who runs a casino, yes, he's a Native American. There's no question in my mind that he's a Native American. But he doesn't need me to speak for him. In fact, he doesn't care whether the name Geronimo is used in a mission to kill bin Laden or not, because he manages a casino. But there are other Native people who do care. And they may speak English, they may not, but they are Native people. How do I make this? If you watched any of the shows about Native, they'll say this. Go ahead. That's my son Chris, and he's talking Indian, right? It's Indian talk.
Is that? It's Indian talk, but it's not Native. It's not a language.
It's not a language, no. But that's the way a lot of Indian talk sounds. And so I'm saying, when you think that Geronimo is the name...
You know, I that's fine. All right. So Geronimo, so it's offending people. So now how are we supposed to clean this whole thing up? And I personally don't understand why you have to come on. Why can't I talk to a Native person?
Well, because I'm speaking on behalf... The Native people that I know, they're very innocent people. They're very shy people. They don't like to have their pictures taken. You are familiar with... I don't know how familiar with Native Americans you are.
And the Native Americans that I'm familiar with are not primitives. They are...
Of course they're not.
Well, what do you mean they don't like to have their pictures taken and they're shy?
I'm telling you that these are Native Americans. They're very modern. They just are very shy. And they don't like the white man's ways. And to insult them by using the name of one of their great people as the code name for a scumbag, there should be a tribal council, and there should be some apologies. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Was it insensitive to Native Americans to give Osama bin Laden the code name Geronimo? Our next guest says absolutely yes. He says that he is speaking on behalf of Native Americans, but he is a white man. Is he manufacturing this controversy? Is this baloney? Is this something that we don't even have to worry about? We'll take your calls when we come back at 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. To call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And we're at the El Pacifico here tonight. Our Phil Hendry Show, El Pacifico Studios, our number 877-876-7445. Joining us is Dean Wheeler from, actually on his way to Northern California this evening as we discuss a controversy that sprung up with the use of the code word Geronimo during the Osama bin Laden raid that eventually did kill this terrorist. Using the name Geronimo is offensive, I am told, to a great many Native Americans. I don't know exactly who. Mr. Wheeler is joining us, Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. When you talk about speaking on behalf of some of the Native people, I don't exactly know who it is, but be that as it may, that's what you're saying.
I am telling you, Phil, and I have said this to you over and over again, the Native people need representation because their culture and their current life status, a great many of them are into what you and I have, and what they call the fire water, what that is...
I know what fire water. Are you talking about alcohol?
Well, the way I didn't understand. It sounded like you said, I didn't understand.
Alcohol, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, I am. And when you walk into a casino, and you ask one of the native managers, as I did today, when I was driving by Morongo Indian Casino, and I went in and I talked to one of the native men. I don't know his name. It was an Indian name running an animal. And I asked him, and I said, do you know what they're doing with the name Geronimo? And he said, why do you bother me with this? And he went on to tell me they were having a record-breaking day on the slots. So what do I say to him? And how do I then take that back to my people, the native people, who are drinking from a stream and are listening to the rocks to hear the voices of their ancestors speaking to them from the sound of the stream and the rock talking to them? See? You don't know what I just said, do you?
No, I don't know what you just said. What did you say?
It is a parable, and it's a Native American parable.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Well, Phil, you know, I'm not going to tell you because you're acting a little arrogant. And
all right, let's get to the names that could have been used. I've got a lot of people who want to talk. What name should have been used then instead of Geronimo?
Don't make light of this, Phil.
I'm not making light of it. What name should have been used?
Why wouldn't they use the name Jesse James? Jesse James was a terrorist. Why don't they use the name Custer? Custer was a bumbling imbecile who bumbled his way into the middle of a massacre. But what about Jefferson Davis? What about Richard Nixon? Why not use these names that have gone down in history as bumbling, fumbling lunatics that, you know...
Well, the names you just gave me, I would not immediately think of these men, all of them, as bumbling and fumbling, nor would I call them lunatics, except perhaps in the case of Custer. Our number is 877-876-7445. Let's go to Melissa now on the Phil Henry Show. Melissa, you're on with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. My question is, what qualifies you to speak on the behalf of the Native Americans? What are your qualifications?
Thank you. Yes, thank you very much. My qualifications are twofold. My sensitivity to the actual rooted into the soil culture of the native people. The fact that I can sit in a tribal council and understand what they're getting at. That I can sit down and talk to just pick one out and I'll talk to a Native American and they'll talk to me. You see, and so I have an understanding, and that I've developed, and I've developed it over many years. I started by giving money to many of them that would go in and get the fire water, and then I realized I was doing the wrong thing. And that's how I began to develop, and a lot of them do odd jobs for me, you know, around our hermitage. And I brought a couple of them in last week. We were having a party, and they brought in the drums and all of that. And people like that and appreciate that. Does that answer your question?
Well, I just don't feel that you're qualified to speak on their behalf just because you hang out with them. I feel that if they're upset about it, they're going to speak on their own behalf. And as far as the casinos go, I'm glad they have casinos because it's their way of getting back some of what's due to them. But,
I don't necessarily disagree, but I think that when they are, when they're paying more attention to the casinos than they are to the wisdom that I'm trying to impart to them, you know, I'm trying to tell them.
But the casinos help them. I know several people of Native American descent that they get a good chunk of money from the casinos, and they're happy with that. But
what about fire water? What about fire water?
What is it with you and fire water, man?
Yeah, I think you don't need to use that terminology because it's silly. It's fire water. I mean, just say what it is. It's alcohol. But I lived in Los Lunas, New Mexico for a year, and there were a lot of Native Americans. We lived right on the outskirts of the reservation. And believe me, they can do their own talking.
They can if they speak English. Right now, my wife is invited in this evening. We've got two of them. That's great. from the Chumash people here of the California coast. And let me say to you, Banda, and that means that, there's no English word for it, but it's a good luck wish.
What are we talking about here? What are we talking about here?
What?
Who cares, man? I'm listening to flute music. You're talking about firewater. Was there a problem with the name Geronimo or wasn't there?
Yes.
I'm uncomfortable with it.
You don't like the name Geronimo, ma'am?
No, I'm kind of uncomfortable with it, you know, because
I think
they could have came up with something else. I don't know what else. I don't have a good suggestion, but I am a little uncomfortable.
How about Jesse James? What about Jesse James? What about saying Jesse James?
Will you turn that
down,
please?
That would have been fine with me. That wouldn't have bothered me, but, you know, like I'm saying, if they're upset about it, they're going to speak on their behalf, and obviously no one from the Native Americans have come forward to complain.
Well, I have the name here of Jack Whitehorse, who did speak. Eaglebone, here it is. Here's a guy by the name of Eaglebone from the Onondaga National Council of Chiefs in New York. And he said that using Geronimo as the code name for bin Laden was reprehensible. To compare him to Osama bin Laden is illogical and insulting. The name Geronimo is arguably the most recognizable Native American name. I don't want to read the rest. It's kind of boring, but...
And you're speaking for Native American people, and it's boring, huh?
Well, that's nothing they understand.
Well, that was a Native American man that was saying it.
Some guy that owns a casino.
Oh, boy. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. I appreciate
you're
it,
welcome.
Melissa. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Bob in Washington. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show, sir.
Thank you, Phil, for taking my call. My name's Bob. I'm a Native American. And, mister, I think you're on a trip trying to pretend to be an Indian, and you're not. We have plenty of natives who are very capable of speaking in public, and I don't know of a lot of Indians that go around speaking their native tongue. We speak English. And I served honorably in the U.S. Army. I'm a U.S. paratrooper. And when people use the name Geronimo, it's a battle cry for victory. It's used in a very honorable way, as did those Navy SEALs. So get off their back and leave them alone. They're serving our country, and they're out there defending you against terrorists. Leave them alone, okay? And let
were
the Native Americans take care of our trouble, not you.
Were you a code talker, sir?
What do you mean
we
a code talker?
We don't need you to try to defend us, mister.
Well,
the Native Americans can speak for themselves.
Didn't you use your Indian language to confuse the Japanese or whatever? What are the code talkers?
I can't understand. You're very muffled.
I said, didn't you use your Native American language to confuse bin Laden or whoever you were fighting as a code talker?
What are you talking about? I didn't understand.
Were you a code talker?
Never
what?
Mind. 877-876-PHIL. We'll take a break. We'll be back. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.